Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When we were in Miami, I turned on this woman to Cholula, who had never heard of Cholula before. She goes, do they sell it on Amazon? I said, yes, they do. She ordered it right there.
Nice. You can sell it everywhere.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's sold everywhere.
No, you can get it anywhere.
But that's how we are. Is it on Amazon? Yeah, it's probably, all right. Well, I can get
it. You can probably get Cholula at the hardware store these days.
You may be able
it's
to.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. I still get hammered and eat ramen. Old habits die hard, someone says.
Mm-hmm.
Are we just forgetting about bagel bites? Someone else.
Bagel somebody bites are shame. The best, no. Man. No, I like those. And it always had the little square pieces of cheese on top of the bagel bite.
Bagel,
right?
Bites, are the, bagel bites are also the worst, though, because for every 10 you make, there's only like... four that turn out
very good.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what the ratio is, but it's not very
it's
good.
It's not good.
It's not very good. This one's overdone. This one's underdone. This one's just right. There's Check not pop. A lot of just right ones. That's all I'm saying.
Not a big bagel bite person.
Really? Do you ever take the like a bagel? Not a bite bagel, but a normal size bagel?
Bagel? Make yeah, a pizza bagels. They're
oh,
fantastic.
Absolutely.
That's
those
what
are
you
great.
Do with like day old bagels. Yeah.
Yeah. Put the pepperonis there, the
throw
cheese.
Have you ever
top.
Made yeah. a English muffin pizza?
Yes.
Yes.
Another good
phenomenal.
One. Very good. See, I said this a couple years ago, and people like poo-pooed it. English muffin is a bun for your hamburger, man.
Not bad.
It's good.
Throw some butter on there, toast it.
Now you take it to the next level, yeah.
Well, it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
a McMuffin, then.
Yeah, yeah. It's really
that's
good.
That's really a burger with...
Oh, no. You throw it on a grill, you know, make sure it's buttered yep. and olive oil, toast the inside.
And you have to go with those Bay's English muffins that are found in your grocer's refrigerated case, not the ones that are on the shelf in the bread aisle. Big difference. My mother-in-law turned me onto those.
Mm. Someone says the Royals are a Hot Pocket. I don't know what that
I
means.
I don't know what that means either.
Oh, they burn you and you keep coming back. That's okay.
Yeah, or you don't.
That's true. That's true.
Seemingly everybody caught something I said, BW.
Yeah. Poor guy said got a second-degree burn blister on his lip from Hot Pocket. Girl he's dating at the time wouldn't kiss me because he thought he had herpes.
You got a blister on
like,
your
no,
lip?
No, seriously, it's a Hot Pocket burn. It's a Hot Pocket burn. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Sure it is.
Yeah. I never burned my lip. The roof of the mouth, though. Forget
roof,
about
yeah,
it.
Which was worse, the mouth, the roof burn from the Hot Pocket or the mouth tear up from Captain Crunch?
The burn, because the burn takes longer to go away. The mouth tear from Captain Crunch goes away a lot sooner than the burn mouth from a Hot Pocket. But that's a legit question. That's fair, because both suck.
Yeah, they both, well, I almost said something like, thank goodness for the filters. Yes, they both suck.
913-576-7610.
That's why you eat the peanut butter Cap'n Crunch, because it was balls. It wasn't as hard as the Captain Crunch regular. And then if you didn't want the Captain Crunch to damage your mouth, you had to let it soak in the milk, then it's too soggy. Ipso facto, garbage. By the way, have you returned your Jif peanut butter yet?
Threw it in the trash.
Salmonella. You threw it away. Costco called me on Saturday.
Oh, Jif's got a recall?
Yeah.
Salmonella.
Salmonella. Costco calls me on Saturday. I'm like, why is Costco calling? I let him leave a message. Take your Jif back. We'll give you a refund.
Going to surprise you. I buy that expensive stuff.
You buy generic peanut butter? What the hell does that taste like? That's got to taste like severe ass.
No,
I mean,
it's the same
generic
stuff.
Peanut
it's exactly
butter.
The same. Exactly the same.
Oh, God.
Fancy Jif. I don't buy the fancy Jif.
Great value?
Sometimes.
Oh,
maybe
no.
A little twofer pack at Sam's. Sure. Okay.
They don't have generic peanut butter at Sam's.
Yeah, they do. They have their own their house brand.
Oh, their house brand peanut butter.
You get their house brand in a twofer.
Yeah, I buy the Kirkland brand of just about everything.
Yeah, see?
Including the Rogaine I use on my hair. Thanks, Mom.
See, same thing.
I had the Rogaine on our baseball trip, and my friend goes, "You're using Kirkland Rogaine?" I go, "I use Kirkland everything. Stuff. It's the same stuff.
Same stuff. So, no, I was not affected by the GIF. Name brand? I don't even worry about a name brand recall.
This is name brand stuff name you're talking brand. About.
We don't do that at our house.
When was the last time you bought a name brand something, Josh?
There are some. Not even Peter King. I thought Peter King was smarter, considered a respected football mind.
Well, you would think, yeah. You would think.
He's not either?
I don't think so.
He also is anti-chiefer?
He's an anti-chiefer, yeah. I don't like Peter King right
now. So Peter King's column this week does feature his first power ranking of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Of the offseason. Buffalo's
anti-chiefer.
He's on the Buffalo train.
A lot of people are on that train, right?
Buffalo's number one.
Midnight train to Buffalo.
Chargers number two.
That's where I'm kind of like, I'm going to take umbrage here. Severe
don't
umbrage.
Don't understand the Charger love either.
I don't get it.
Anti-chiefer.
We're the Chargers.
And then the Chiefs at number three.
And what he says about the Chiefs, though, there's nothing to like say, I'm arguing this, right? Everything he says is dead on. It's just the fact that he had them behind the Chargers, who didn't make the playoffs, and behind Buffalo, who the Chiefs beat in the playoffs. Again, I'm okay with Cincinnati and the Rams being ahead of the Chiefs in power rankings. Not two teams that you beat and didn't make the playoffs. That's why Peter King...
Anti-chiefer.
So Peter's on the list now.
Yeah.
I just don't understand the Charger Bills love. Why
hey, Peter.
Do you need to anoint them ahead of time? I don't understand.
Chargers, no good.
What if the Chargers go 9-8 again this year and don't make the playoffs? Is that train ever going to die?
No.
Or are these national writers told by the NFL, if you want scoops, you need to promote the Chargers so we can sell that in LA?
NFL Network headquarters right there.
Right. That's what I'm asking.
Well, no, because this is now through two quarterbacks, Bob. I mean, Phillip Rivers always got
the love. Right.
Now they're under Herbert. So, I mean, it's through two quarter. It's not even like you're just basing off a quarterback. They're through a whole nother era of quarterbacks, and they still can't stop Charger.
Adios, adios, Chargers.
I feel like that if we're not a fan of an NFL team, right? Like, say you're not a Chiefs fan, you're just an NFL fan. The Chargers are a good team to be a fan of. They got great uniforms. They play in L.A. Really nice defense, good quarterback right now. They're just a head coach's decision away from making it into the playoffs. I think like that's the team that people would like kind of gravitate for and say, yeah, I'll be a Chargers fan this year if you don't have a team that you root for. And I feel like that's where Peter King and like all these like media guys are that are picking the Chargers to win the division or be better than the Chiefs or whatever the case may be. I feel like they're a man without a team, and they're looking around, they're like, well, there's some promise there with the Chargers. Let's go and get on that Charger bandwagon. But as you said, Josh, we've been getting on the Charger bandwagon for 20 years right now. And other than that 14-2 season with Marty Schottenheimer, there really hasn't been a whole lot of success.
Two cities and two quarterbacks now.
Right.
And they won't jump off the hype train.
And three stadiums.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Chargers, no good.
And he cites the Chargers saying that they're one of two teams that attack their needs better than any other teams this offseason, the Chargers and the Eagles.
Two folks from the text line are saying, we're not giving the Chargers credit. They did good things. They're just coaching decisions. Yes, and that's a big deal. That's what we talk about coaching all the time in this league. The Chargers are a prime example
to underachieve
of how they were a coach away from being in the playoffs. Their coach screwed them big time, like a big time screw job.
If you give me the Bengals, ahead of them in the power rankings, I'll take it.
They beat them. They beat them twice in a month last year. They owned the Chiefs last year.
Stop giving me Bills and Chargers.
Right.
Especially the Chargers.
Yeah.
If you think the Bills are, hey, this is their year, they're finally going to turn it, fine. You can have that belief. It might happen.
Mm-hmm.
They screwed up last year, right? They could have had the home game. They didn't.
Didn't.
Could have won the game. Didn't. The Chargers aren't in the same sphere.
Not in my book, they're not. Yes, the coach cost them games, at least three last year.
He has Cincinnati seventh.
Why are you buying into the Chargers but not buying into the Bengals?
I mean, I don't want to be a Bengals defender here, but you should be buying more into the Bengals.
I'm just asking that question.
They seemingly
a Super Bowl team versus a non-playoff.
Doesn't sound like that they have strutted around this offseason and screwed around and did whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They got better. They needed to shore up their offensive line. They shored up their offensive line. I think the Bengals are probably being undersold in this whole thing. They have a bigger gripe than the Chiefs do.
Sure they do. If I'm the Bengals right now.
Yeah,
like,
no, I'd make a better case for the Bengals and the than the Bills or the Chargers.
Sure you would. As would I.
Yeah. So
it's night and day. Super Bowl team versus non-playoff team. Versus a team that also lost to Jacksonville.
Beer gives away the location. That's right. Beer has given away the location for Baker Mayfield's next team. Next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 to hear from Royals skipper Mike Matheny on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
For as bad as the internet can be, sometimes the internet can help solve stuff. You know, we had that, the cat people, right, from that one Netflix that was early on.
Yeah, that was kind of like the first, like, big-time internet sleuthing thing.
The cat people found that serial killer, which is good. I don't know if this raises to that level or not. I'm trying to find a second example where the internet has helped.
I'm sure there was one,
but I remember the cats.
That's because we eat cats or something.
Was we eat cats? I don't think. I don't remember.
Yeah,
you know the one I'm talking about, though.
Yeah, what was the last like real show anybody watched pre-quarantine? Because that came out like December of 19. And then we were locked down and we watched Tiger King.
Yeah.
And that the only reason we watched that was because of the lockdown.
The only reason.
Yeah.
The Secret About Cats or The Secret Life of Cats?
Secret Life of Pets is a totally different thing.
No, it was a cat. You know what it was. Yeah, up in Canada, they were looking for the serial killer. Right. And they ended up finding him in like Paris or something like that. Right. It was bizarre.
F with cats?
That's what it was. That's what it was.
That might be it.
Yeah,
okay. That's what it was. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, text line. 913-576-7610.
Remember that?
The internet can solve things. Apparently, they have also sleuthed that Baker Mayfield's going to Seattle.
I love this. This is so good, and it has to do with beer. Like, so Baker's wife tweets, headed off for a last-minute trip, right? And so they go on their trip. Who cares? Fine, you're going on a last-minute trip. Nobody cares what you do, right? And then they tweeted out another picture, Instagrammed or whatever, a picture the next day, and they're having a beer. And in the background, there's a chair with a logo of a brewery, which happens to be the Seattle suburbs. So you went away for a last-minute trip. And then you tweeted a picture or Instagrammed a picture from a brewery.
They didn't tag the brewery or anything.
No.
People saw in the background a chair with a sticker on it.
Right.
and they believe they have narrowed it down to a brewery in the Seattle area.
That's correct. So they were at a brewery in Seattle. So he's going to be a Seahawk.
So he must be a Seahawk. That's where we're going with that.
That's where we're going with that.
That's how the internet has decided.
Isn't that wonderful?
Seahawks quarterback is Baker Mayfield, because clearly they were at a brewery in Washington.
I love that story. Like, they because if they were just at a brewery in Seattle, I'd be like, eh. But she did tweet out or Instagram out that, hey, last minute trip for the weekend.
Impromptu road trip.
That's what it was. Tweeted impromptu road trip.
Instagram.
Yeah. Impromptu road trip.
Yep.
So why all of a sudden an impromptu road trip and then you show up at a brewery in Seattle? Have they denied any of this?
Did no one else recognize him in Seattle too?
That's a good point. Probably not. Seattle's one of those towns, I feel like, where like you can be you and like a lot of people aren't going to like if you're Russell Wilson or something like that, they may recognize you. But Seattle, you've been there. You like it. It's a transient town more than it is a.
And Baker's just normal. He's got a hat and a hoodie on.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's 5 o'clock shadow.
Like it's probably
he could blend in.
Who was it? Mick Jagger that stood at that bar all night in North Carolina and nobody recognized him, right?
Yeah, just bellied up some saloon.
Yeah. So that's where I'm kind of thinking, like with Baker Mayfield, you probably walk in, go, that guy kind of looks like Baker Mayfield, you know?
Nah, couldn't be.
Why is Baker Mayfield? And you move on. Or even if you recognized, like, that even looked like Baker Mayfield. I don't think he's like a guy that you look at and you go, oh, okay, that guy is, you know, Shaq. You know, you'd recognize Shaq. Obviously, you wouldn't recognize Mick Jagger. Maybe you'd recognize Patrick Mahomes. If he was sitting there, people would probably recognize him. I don't know that Baker Mayfield is recognizable enough. He played for the Browns.
Yeah, he looks like a normal enough dude.
He does,
like,
right?
Regular. He's not. Plus, he's not, like, big.
Correct.
He's just a normal.
He's just a normal-looking guy. And if you have a hoodie and a hat on, you're like, that kind of looks like Baker Mayfield. Yeah. No chance.
Could be anybody at a brewery.
Or maybe nobody was at this brewery.
Maybe so. Yeah. Maybe so.
Maybe it's not a good one.
So Baker's a Seahawk. Mark it down.
Yeah.
Or if he's not, then they were just on vacation somewhere. Apparently, the Chiefs are going to be on Hard Knocks this year. I guess that's kind of cool.
The Chiefs are?
Yeah.
Really?
It was cool when Herm did Hard Knocks, right? We had all those got eaten by the system too.
The computer system.
We had all the Herm drops back in the day when Herm was on Hard Knocks. So I just can't wait to see what's next. The Chiefs are going to be a part of Hard Knocks this year. So that's
exciting.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it's the Arizona Cardinals are on Hard Knocks, but the Chiefs play them in the first game of the season, and this will be the Hard Knocks in season this year is going to be the Arizona Cardinals. So see Kyler Murray unhappy with his contract for a full season every week on HBO.
I've got two questions for you that I want answers to. Number one, will Kyler Murray's contract preclude him from being there for week one of the season? And number two, are you going to watch this in-season version? I didn't totally miss the one from last year with the Colts.
I tried to watch the Colts one like a couple times. Like, oh, maybe this. And there's too much going on during the season.
Yeah, there is.
Like, Hard Knocks, I felt like it was perfectly placed. It was in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of NFL storylines going on in the preseason. Everybody's just, you know,
meandering through to the regular season.
Yeah, they're just figuring out a couple of position battles. Whoop-de-doo. But you liked it because it gave you a little extra juice in the preseason. I thought it was perfectly placed. The in-season one lost me because I feel like that's just your team.
But Hard
Knocks, you'll watch any team in the preseason that gives you a little. That's why I think Hard Knocks worked. The preseason, I'll watch. I'll find a rando Cleveland Brown that I'm gonna latch on to.
That guy that coach that had the gut.
Yeah. You'll do that in the preseason. During the season, a little bit more difficult. And I don't know if there's enough Arizona Cardinal fans to watch this thing. But if you want to tune in to see Kyler maybe unhappy every week, it might be fun. And the Chiefs will be on it after, a little bit anyway after week one.
After week one. But I don't think it starts till. Does it start with the first week of the season? I'm trying to remember when it started. I thought it started like truly mid-season last year, you know, with the Indianapolis Colts. But Hard Knocks for me has not been a must-watch
in a while. Yeah, I guess it does. It says November.
November, okay. Hard Knocks has not been a must-watch for me for the last couple of years.
So I guess it'll be old stuff, but I don't know.
Because nobody's as compelling anymore as they used to be. Remember, you used to have really good storylines, and maybe there was a little acting up a little bit on some of the stuff, but so what? It's TV, it's entertainment.
And then a lot of the teams are doing it themselves, too. Chiefs have a really good product.
Yeah.
They kind of put together their own version of this anyway, so a lot of the teams are doing doing it on their own anyway. So if you want to, I guess, pay attention to the Cardinals. By November, though, this could be, I mean, Kyler could be in some form by November.
Yeah, he really
I'm
could
not saying
be.
Playing form either. I'm saying ticked off form.
Well, he's not showing up to OTAs. And I'm not a you got to be there at OTAs guy, getting your playbook guy. But you're the quarterback of this team, and you want a contract. Shouldn't you show up to OTAs?
Yes.
I mean, just because you are the quarterback. Like, I think the rules are a little bit different for the quarterback, right? Like, you got to be there as the quarterback.
The
you're the leader. You're the perceived leader of this team.
Yes.
If you're not Aaron Rodgers. You haven't gotten the street cred that Aaron Rodgers has earned, or Tom Brady, or even Patrick Mahomes, for that matter. You're Kyler Murray. Like, and Murray's more popular. Like, what have you done, honestly, in your career where you can sit there and be a petulant child and say, I want a new contract, poop the bed in the playoffs, not show up to OTAs? If I'm the Bidwells who own the team, why am I wanting to give you anything? You're supposed to be the quarterback and the leader of our team, and you're not. Again, I'm not a show up to an OTA guy. But you're the quarterback of a team that lost in the playoffs. You want to take the next step. You got some new guys around you. You want a new contract. I'm not giving you a new contract unless you get better, and you're not at practice to get better.
No.
And to be the leader. I'm out on that guy.
I am a show up at OTA guy.
You are?
All these guys are working out anyway. So what's the big deal? Get to your town and work out with your team. Like,
you get a check.
Well, yeah.
Man.
Most of the guys get a check, but also you're working, you're able to do actually get some productive things done with your team.
Yeah, but if like a guy, like if Travis Kelce were to say, I'm missing this week of OTAs because I got something going on, I'm losing sleep over
if you
that,
dump
right?
a week because you're going on vacation, that's fine or whatever. But, you know, for the most part, you're working out during this entire thing. Like, get there. It's not that much.
I think it's different. Like Jimmy Johnson, again, I like going back to him, different rules. Emmitt Smith had different rules than whoever number 53 was, Mark Colombo or whoever was on the roster.
Do you think
right?
it's productive if your quarterback's not at these
things? No, I don't think so at all.
You need your quarterback. He runs all the plays.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the quarterback.
Otherwise, you're just going through the motions. So your quarterback needs to be there.
So why am I going to give you a contract, sir?
That's a valid question.
Why am I going to pay you, who look like he was totally overmatched in the playoff game? Started 7-1, hung on at the end and collapsed. Not a real good quarterback when it comes to throwing. Good runner, good athlete. I'm out.
He just doesn't,
sorry.
He's just never screamed leader to me, which is the
well, and then,
drone
as
card,
the text line points out, the interview with Dan Patrick and him and his dad at the Super Bowl that year in Minnesota. Remember that thing? That was a train wreck.
That's right.
That was an absolute train wreck. Like, you can't even go through an interview with Dan Patrick because you don't know what to do. Like, he's not a leader. He's not a quarterback. Not paying you. Sorry, man.
913-576-7610. Want you to weigh in on this as well. I like this from Bovada. Name an athlete you expected to be better.
Oh, well, where do we start, right?
And I laughed at that one, like, name me a guy you really thought, man, I thought that guy was going to be better than he turned out to be. I don't know why this was the first name that came to my mind, Bob, because it's a strange one that shouldn't. Mine was former Royals lefty Jose Rosado.
Always hurt.
I always thought he was going to be good.
He was supposed to be good.
I always believed he was the turnaround pitcher guy. He lasted like 4 years, five. It wasn't a very long career.
Well, it wasn't long, but he was banged up and hurt the whole time.
And I don't know why. Name a person you thought would be better.
And that's immediately who you thought
always,
of.
It went straight to Jose Rosado.
Yeah.
A guy who pitched a grand total of 5 years for the Royals. 37-45 with a 4.27 ERA. Just a nondescript as can be.
Can you give me his numbers again?
37-45.
He pitched that many, had that many decisions.
I didn't think he did.
4.27 ERA. Yeah. 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 He had 21, 19, and 24 decisions in 3 of the 5 years. So
yeah. That's amazing.
Maybe it was because he gave you a little flash his rookie year. No, I always thought that guy was going to be good. That was the one that immediately came to mind.
Yeah. Jose Rosado for you. Josh Selby comes to mind for me. the hype train for Josh Selby.
You always thought he'd be better.
And he was irrelevant. I mean, he was great in that first game that he played. And then he didn't show up to the end of the year banquet. I still don't think they know where Josh Selby is. I'll never forget that end of the year banquet, being there, then covering, go, they don't even know where he went. Like, he left after their loss or whatever it was that year in the tournament, never showed back up. Like, didn't even clean out his locker type stuff.
And then was in Las Vegas
and then,
working out with somebody.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we hadn't talked to him.
He
never moved out.
No, never amounted to anything. And that's when I decided I'm done with recruiting. I don't care. Let me see what you can do once you get to the university.
Well, Selby's a good one, okay.
Yeah, so Josh Selby.
Mine was Eric Warfield.
Well, what are you on Eric Warfield's train for, man?
I wish they would have played him at his natural position as safety, because at cornerback, he was definitely in the wrong spot, wrong position for him. Couldn't keep up, was getting burnt left and right. And knowing his story and his backstory, I wish Marty and Gunther would have used him at his correct position.
Was Warfield playing? Did he play for Marty?
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
All right.
It was in that last little bit before Dick came in, and, you know, it just was in the wrong position. Dick didn't use him right.
If you had the ankle bracelet, though, can you play that deep in the,
that's
on the
a
defense,
fair point.
Or
are you
out of the range?
Yeah.
Do you have to play down closer to the box with that? I don't know. I don't know how those things work.
Got to play close to the box, but not get burnt.
Okay. All right. A few John Baldwins coming in on the text line.
That was a good one, yeah.
At 913-576-7610. Actually, I was not in on John Baldwin, because I remember that when he was drafted, we immediately had on
somebody from Pittsburgh.
Somebody from Pittsburgh that was like, and I think it was a play-by-play guy even, who normally those people are like, yeah, I saw him play, whatever. He was like super down on the kid.
I'm like, how did they draft him that high?
I'm like, oh boy. So no, I was kind of out on him right away.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Moyaki, I could have told you so.
Yeah.
I saw enough of that in college.
Yeah,
he just wasn't healthy.
Go get his jersey at Ross right now.
Is it still for sale there?
Oh, absolutely.
Mizzou fans say DGB. Although, I mean, he delivered in college.
In college, yes.
Stay off the weed.
He delivered in college. Oh, wow. Mondi.
He's
coming in multiple times now on the text line.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah, it's absolutely fair.
CEH.
Came in with too much hype, for sure.
Chris Sims. What the hell did Chris Sims do? He don't return my texts anymore.
Chris Sims. I was expecting him to be better.
He never played here.
No, I didn't play here. Just person you expect to be better. He was a Longhorn fan.
That is true. Yeah.
We're just like, yeah.
Chris Sims. Bubba Starling.
Yeah.
I don't know. That one was always a curious one to me. I didn't know what my expectations were. Everybody told you he was
better at
could
football.
Be good. Yeah. But then they also said, but he hasn't played a lot of baseball. You know, that was the knock. Like, he plays in this part of the country,
right,
and he had multiple sports, and he just hadn't played enough baseball. So how would you know if he was going to be good?
Yeah.
You were just projecting, hopefully, that he was. I don't think that I had expectations, though, that I expected him to be better.
Yeah, Cody Tapp coming in from the text line. That's a good one.
Jeez.
Nick Schwert, he stunk at wiffle ball.
Wow.
A lot of vibe.
That was separate people, too, going after Cody and Nick.
Yeah, right. Two separate people. Separately. That's right. That's why I read them both. Alden Smith is a really good one. Talk about a dude who wasted talent.
Am I going to be alone saying Brody Croyle? I thought he would be better.
Probably.
He was awesome in practice. That's all I got to say. He and John Baldwin are maybe the best practice players you'd ever see. Didn't translate to the field. That's all.
Not at all. Yeah, Alden Smith is, you know, I'm not a Mizzou fan at all, but you root for the local kids. He may be the guy locally in the last 15 years that's wasted more talent than anybody I've ever seen. What a colossal disaster off the field.
Yeah, really good player.
Remember we had him on opening day years ago at Kauffman Stadium, and we thought
he
figured it out. He was great. You're rooting for him.
Yeah.
What a waste.
A lot of demons there.
What a waste of talent.
Michael Porter.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Got to stay healthy.
Yep.
Jeez.
It's just been one thing after another.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a Nuggets Nuggets game when we were in Denver this year. He was sitting on the end of the bench, not playing.
And I'm like, good God, was it the playoffs or the regular season?
No, this is the regular season. It's like, it's still going on.
Guys are even taking like days off in the playoffs.
He can't play enough games to
Jimmy
be viable.
Clawson. That's a good one.
that's now you're just messing around.
Yeah. Right. Manti Te'o is not wasted talent.
But you might have expected him to be better.
Yeah.
He's a Notre Dame linebacker.
Shane Ray's a good one. That was another wasted talent.
Enough of a career.
Mm-hmm.
Manti Te'o had enough of a career.
He's still playing.
Yeah, I know.
I think
he is.
Last thing, I swear I just saw
him. I want to say Saints. Is that right?
I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right.
So no, I think he's still in the league.
I mean, it's at least been 10 years, right?
Yeah, so he's been all right.
Fine.
He's been all right.
Yeah.
Michael Sam. Yeah, that was always a bar. How are you
was he wasted talent or did he just not get the ability?
I'm not saying wasted talent, but name an athlete you expected to be better. How is like the defensive player of the year in the SEC not good enough for the NFL? That baffles me.
That's one we'll never know the answer to. Did he not get the opportunity?
Quite possibly.
That's what I want to know. Was he too early? Johnny Manziel, yeah. Bob Hamlin.
You didn't get enough out of Bob Hamlin?
The hammer. We got a whole season out of that.
You expected to be better?
Man, look. Remember the big blow-up hammers out in the right field, GA?
Yeah. What's he doing now? I saw him – something with him in the news recently I saw, or maybe somebody asked about Bob Hamlin, and I just looked him up and saw the old baseball card. I don't know. Who's Kyle Zimmerman?
Maybe Kyle Zimmer?
Oh, Zimmer, yeah.
Your voice to text went Zimmerman on you? Kyle Zimmer, maybe?
Kyle Zimmer, yeah.
Yeah? Every Cleveland quarterback ever drafted.
Yeah.
Very good one. 913-576-7610. You can keep them coming on the text line. College football is out with its over-under win totals for the upcoming year. The opening 2022 Power 5 conference win totals. Vanderbilt and Kansas have the lowest at 2.5.
Are you surprised?
2.5 for the over-under. No, not at all.
I'm not
and I did look up Kansas' schedule, too, and I'm like, oh, let's see. Because you always wonder, like, do they get enough non-conference?
Is this where the Hawaii game finally makes the scheduled so he could go to a free trip to Hawaii?
That one got bagged a long time ago.
With COVID?
No, before COVID. Oh. I think with Charlie.
Once Charlie left,
that
they
one
got rid
went
of that
down.
Game.
That one went down with Charlie. Charlie's departure. But
what balls on that guy just to come in and start scheduling games in Hawaii because you wanted to go?
He's visiting recruits there, too.
I know he did, yeah.
No, he had the whole thing played out.
We're going to tap Hawaii. Like, that guy just came in and scammed the place.
So, Tennessee Tech.
Who?
Tennessee Tech.
Never heard of him.
Better be a win.
Right? Better be, but there's no guarantees.
At West Virginia in week two. That's still
a league game?
Yeah. At Houston.
No chance.
Which is not a league game yet.
Not
right?
yet, but no, yeah.
So it's a pre-league game.
Chance they win that.
And then home against Duke.
Well, they don't beat Duke, right? Do they? I don't know. Have they beaten Duke before?
I mean, that's
a
good matchup, right? Duke and Kansas.
Yeah. Coach
Basketball
K
powers.
Versus Bill Self. Let's go.
Basketball
Let those two coach
again.
The game.
And then if you're an optimistic Jayhawk fan, you'll have circled then the following week, which is Iowa State, because you always think you can get Iowa State.
Always think. But isn't Matt, like, Cumberbund a big-time coach?
Yeah, he's still
Canada?
There. He's
is he still
there.
Up there?
So 2.5, that's a good number.
I'm going to take the under.
It's a good number.
I'm going to take the under. I don't think they get 3 wins.
2, and they got to upset somebody there.
Yeah, I don't think it's going well up there from what I understand.
2, and you got to upset somebody.
Yeah.
That's a tough ask.
Leopold, is that the guy's name who's the coach?
Lance. Lance Leipold.
I was wrong on that.
Lance Leipold, baby, according to Nick Schwert.
That's right, yeah.
That does the...
He's not introduced himself yet to us.
The podcast. Let's look at some of the others.
I think if you're the coach at KU, you ought to call us and introduce yourself.
K-State at 6.5 wins.
Quinn Snyder did.
And Missouri at 5.5 wins. And they also have the, the odds to contend for the title.
Missouri?
Well, they had the odds to contend for the title. Oh. Well, but they had the win totals and then odds to contend for the title. So K-State's a 50-1 to win the Big 12. And Missouri's a 400-1 to win the SEC.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That shows you how hard it is to win the SEC versus the Big 12, right?
My goodness. 400-1?
Wow.
That's not even saying there's a chance.
So when the gambling officially goes online and Kansas, all the Missouri residents come over and make that bet, that's a good return on investment if you cash in on it, right?
Yep.
Throw 10 bucks down. Why not? 400-1. I like that.
An airport worker fights a Bronco.
What?
It sounds like the start of a joke, but it's not. Next.
The home for Legend Bob.
Legend Bob, he's an expert on rubbing balls.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound. Your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio.
If I told you there were fisticuffs at an airport, you would probably believe it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the way that people are treated when they travel and the way that people go in, you know, already on edge to the airport. I'm not surprised. If you told me there's a fist fight at an airport.
No, I'd step over it and keep walking.
Keep walking.
I mean, it wouldn't even be a big
deal.
And
who hasn't wanted to get into a, you know, a tussle at the airport with somebody before? Sorry, sir. There's nothing we can do. Great customer service. Thanks.
Well, no, I'd rather slug other customers usually.
It could be the other customers too. Yeah.
I cut the workers slack because they get just abused all the time. But
because they've set up the industry to make people, like, people don't go into the airport usually in a great mood. Like, everything's going to be wonderful, right?
No, you
go in with your dukes up.
Built on inconvenience.
Yeah. You go in with your dukes up because you waited on a hold for 4 hours.
Your starting point is inconvenience.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
That's where.
And then it's just downhill from there.
That's your baseline.
And it is.
It is annoying.
It is downhill from there.
So a United employee got into a fisticuffs with a former Denver Bronco, apparently.
I've never heard of this guy before.
Brendan Langley.
Never heard of him.
Who's now playing in the Canadian Football League.
Oh, yes. That's why.
But his former Bronco got into a fight with the United employee. This United employee has since been fired.
This guy was fired for this. Did you watch the video?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. When he gets knocked down and then tries to stand up and smashes his head on the ticket counter because he's punch drunk. Like, what is going on here with this guy? I feel like...
None of the videos show how it started.
No.
But they just show them... Like, come on, come on. And the United guy's like, come on. And then he takes a punch and then they start throwing. And then,
I mean, it's a good video.
And then
it's a good 45 seconds of some dude getting his ass kicked.
Nobody from United comes out to like get this guy either. So maybe this guy's a jerk anyway.
There's nobody else around.
And I mean, but there's nobody like coming from the over the counter or nowhere.
There's no one out there
going, come on, come on.
Yeah.
And so then the Bronco, former Bronco guy, knocks him out.
Yeah. I mean, the guy was all bloodied. It was a bad. I mean, it's a Calgary, bad knockout.
Calgary Stampeder now.
Calgary, yeah.
Is this Brendan Langley?
Probably not for much longer.
But Langley was charged. The United guy wasn't yet, but he was fired.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to get to the bottom of who started what.
Right. Who started this whole melee?
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure tensions were high. Flight was canceled. Bag was too heavy. You know, there's all kinds of different things that could probably
now reportedly.
On. How was it handled? I don't know.
The United guy was mad because this Langley fella wheeled up his bags in a
one of those carts.
No, he was using the wheelchair.
Oh, he was? Oh, I didn't see that part of the story. So you stole a wheelchair from a handicapped person?
Instead of using...
Where'd you find the wheelchair?
Instead of using a cart, apparently he was reportedly using a wheelchair.
Don't you have to use a white courtesy phone to get one of those?
To carry his luggage. You know, someone didn't put it back or whatever, so he used that for his luggage, and the guy got pissed and wanted to fight him.
I understand how that happens, because that's how I am at school pickup when people are in the handicapped spot.
You can't be a jerk at the airport.
Yeah.
You know, either way. So I don't know who's at fault here. But there were punches thrown, and clearly this United guy was not ready for this.
They said the United guy, according to the text line, slapped Langley first.
Yeah,
I didn't.
On the left, he hit him on the left side of the face.
So he did throw the first punch. Okay.
That's when Langley was like, oh, did you see that? Did you see what he did?
Yeah.
And then he gave him a two-piece and a biscuit, and the guy laid down.
They laid down. Then he got back up, and he stumbles and boom, smacks his head. Takes another shot from the computer.
Yeah. So.
So you're a customer service agent. I was reading on the airline flying back, one of the airlines that I will not mention because they don't pay me to, said that their business is a customer service business that happens to be an airline, and that's the way you have to look at it, right? And so this guy from United,
you're not mentioning them, it's BS.
Is that what you're saying? No, I mean not Spirit.
I don't think any of them have customer service first.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you're the United guy, you've got to think customer service first, not punching a guy in the face. And so you get swiped at. Yeah, it's go time, right? That's why he got fired, because he threw the first punch. He didn't get fired because he got his ass kicked. He got fired because he threw the punch. But also, if you're Langley and you were moving your stuff around in a wheelchair, well, that's a D move.
Yeah, totally is.
I mean, you can't do that. Grab the wheelchair. They got those carts. They cost a buck if you need it. And how much luggage are you taking with you that you need to push it? Mm. Wheel that bag, sir.
But I don't know where it goes from. You need to leave those for the customers that need the wheelchair to fight me, man.
Yeah, right. And how did he handle it? That's the other thing. Because this takes place in Jersey, so I understand that, you know.
Tensions are always high.
Yeah.
Higher.
Higher. Busy airport, you know, just the whole attitude at times. Did this guy who was working the counter go, hey, MF, what are you doing with the wheelchair, you jerk? How did he approach that subject? Or did he say, hey, sir, next time, would you mind leaving the wheelchair for the old lady? You know, use the luggage cart. And then it escalated from there. I can't imagine this United employee in Jersey handled that the right way.
Either. I can't either. Coming up at 9:40, we're going to talk to John Heyman, Odyssey's MLB insider, is going to join us. We'll discuss what's going on with the baseball team, and Bob will try to see if there's any trade value.
Yeah.
I think Bob's under the impression that there's a lot of tangible value. I think he might be disappointed, but we'll find out with John coming up at 9:40. He's our Odyssey MLB insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. John Heyman coming up at 9:40. Tradition is coming to an end at Nebraska. I was waiting for you to jump in and go, what, winning?
You didn't give me long enough.
I did pause long enough, I believe.
What tradition? Winning?
So apparently they've had a tradition, and you'd know this if you're a Husker.
I'd never heard of this tradition
before. Well, because you're not a Husker. Huskers will probably mock you for not knowing this is what they do when this happens.
It's your school. Nobody cares about your traditions.
Exactly.
But honestly, the games that I've seen there, and I never knew this happened.
After the first touchdown, they release red balloons. Okay. At the first touchdown of the game, they release balloons.
So they haven't been releasing a lot of balloons lately.
Correct. It takes a while. But they're suspending this tradition due to a
lack of scoring.
Global helium shortage.
Okay.
AD Trev Alberts announced.
This is what it's come to.
We suck
and we don't score a lot, so we're not doing the balloons.
This is according to ESPN guy who had to listen to Trev Alberts' radio show on Monday.
What a terrible job that would be.
Albert said Nebraska
radio show
will not hand out red balloons before home games at Memorial Stadium this fall. The tradition dates back to the 60s.
I'd rather go to the red balloon and sing karaoke.
The helium shortage and supply chain issues stem in part from sanctions against Russia, one of the world's top helium suppliers.
Is this real?
Following their invasion of Ukraine.
Is this real?
This is real. Quote.
This is The Onion.
This is ESPN.
Babylon Bee?
This is ESPN. Quote, acquiring helium in today's day and age, some of the production of it is really challenged and it's been hard to get, Albert says. So we've been asked by the university the helium that we are getting as a university,
we
need to use for medical purposes at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. And so we are this year not going to be providing the red balloons for the first time at Memorial Stadium.
Hang on a second. Can you read the first part of that again?
So we've been asked by the university, the helium that we are getting as a university.
So the university is on like some retainer for helium?
We need to use for medical purposes.
Do all universities have a helium budget?
I don't know, which is great and fair. If you need this helium for better purposes, like for medicine, yes, don't waste them
what are we
on
doing
balloons
with
helium at the football stadium. I'm curious as to, I'm not a great meetings guy. I want to have very limited meetings.
And ours today would probably be canceled because of the rain, right?
Hopefully, because it's raining, we won't have ours. Right. We'll see. But meetings are fine. They're necessary, but in small quantities. Like, I couldn't stand to have a job where we met a lot.
Oh, my God, no. Meetings are just a waste of time.
Or every day or whatever. We meet a limited amount of times, and it's great. It works for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
How many meetings do you have to go to as the athletic director at Nebraska and attend and do all this stuff before you land on the one that deals with helium quantities on campus? Holy crap, are you going to a lot of meetings? If that lands on your agenda, how bogged down in meetings are you that you finally got to the one you're like, by the way, we've added an addendum to today's meeting. We need to get to the helium committee needs to come and speak to you today.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Is that PFAT?
Our helium committee needs to sit down. We got to cut back campus wide.
The ankle committee? I mean, the helium committee.
I don't want that job.
I mean, things you didn't know existed and cared to know about, helium being rationed by the University of Nebraska.
Correct. So,
what am I going to inhale to make my voice funny now?
Supply chain.
Suez Canal, COVID, yep. Russia.
Russian sanctions.
Gas prices. What else can we
Russian
blame?
Russian sanctions now to blame.
Russian sanctions.
For helium. Or lack thereof.
Or the fact of the matter is, your football program
doesn't score a lot,
isn't popular, and you're faking season sellouts.
Or that. There's plenty of meetings about that.
Well, you know what they did? They made the seats bigger in Nebraska, so they have less seats now, so they keep the sellout streak going, and then they give them all away to the Boys and Girls Club because ain't nobody want to go watch Nebraska.
Don't waste the helium. Save it.
Nebraska will never have a national championship in our lifetime again.
In football?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're done. That program is D-U-N done.
Yes. There's something missing from the Royals that you might not have thought about. We'll get to it next.
This is Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967, on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Well, we get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.